Hey, Mr. Blazer.
All right, I'm ready when you are.
You guys ready? You all ready to record? All right, why don't we do the flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, this is the November 18th, 2024, public meeting of the Planning Board of the Township of Clinton County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act in that an annual notice was published in the Hunterdon County Democrat and Star Ledger. Notice of and an agenda for this meeting was posted on the township website, the bulletin boards at the front of the municipal building, and the front door of the public safety, and sent to the Hunterdon County Democrat and Star Ledger no later than the Friday prior to the meeting. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Aversa?
Here.
Ms. Butcher?
Here.
Mr. Higgins?
Here.
Mr. Glazer?
Here.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Here.
Mayor Malay?
Absent.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Here.
Chairman Sumay?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. All right, so we have some meetings minutes to catch up on, which is great. We've got, first of all, we've got the November 4th regular meeting. So that was just the last meeting. I'm impressed, very good. So they were distributed. If anybody has any edits or concerns on those,
I do just want to make a comment that Ms. Kleinhans gave me a packet for all the meeting minutes, and I'll be reflecting the changes or the updates that she has made.
Yep. I mean, if there's anything substantive, tell us. If it's mostly edits on little things, that's fine.
Like if the minister said they granted this, and she said they did.
They didn't, right. But if it's really just little stuff.
I don't remember. Anything.
Yeah.
You have any major?
How about on the 4th? Was there anything on the 4th?
There is one in that
listing the board professionals.
Well, just the board professionals who attended, but the one that was wrong was that I had abstained on the vouchers. Mm. But no, I didn't abstain on the vouchers. The vouchers.
Keep on talking.
Everybody approved the vouchers. It was on the meeting minutes that I didn't have a chance to read that I abstained. It was the next thing on the agenda, but that is, I mean.
And it was tabled.
Yeah, that meeting minute thing is all messed up. The first meeting minute on the meeting minutes that you have, there's a paragraph in there that.
Okay, so instead of the vouchers, you abstained from the October 7th regular meeting minutes?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's right. And other than that, there's nothing really on these. And the other ones you had, I saw a few. There were mostly little edits. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So does anybody, let's tackle this November 4th one. Anybody have any concerns or comments? If not, is there a motion to approve those?
Question. Reports. Did we in fact have a report from Council, Environmental Commission, Historic Preservation?
Yeah, the report was, they didn't have a report.
Don't I not need to include reports in the minutes?
Well, question, was there even someone here from each of those?
No, there wasn't. But Kevin said, we're not going to,
I think the answer is if there's a report, we put it down. But there's no report, we leave it.
You should say no report.
To include reports.
No, we don't want the content right. Report. But if this implies the report is whether there are five reports.
Right.
And I think Tom is saying there weren't five.
No, if I remember, like environmental, she wasn't.
Right. Correct. So it should say environmental, no report.
Right.
Same thing for open space.
Correct.
Right. If that's right. What I remember. There was a couple we just said they're not here.
So those two should just say no report given,
right? Or just delete them because there wasn't.
Okay, council and open space committee.
No, council. There was it was.
Brian was here for sure.
Yeah, it was environmental and open and I think historic, right?
Correct.
Yeah, there was no historic.
Because we don't have someone on this.
But just to be clear, when we're saying no report, we mean no report as an update as opposed to, say, an application review.
Right.
Correct. The subcommittee didn't say, here's what happened in the environmental commission.
Okay, fine.
So it was really council and ordinance subcommittee on that day.
Am I listing the notes for those reports?
No. We had said, there's no notes. It's just, I think the point they're saying is those were the five reports we asked for, and there wasn't any on three of those. So probably just, it may be okay just to delete those three. So you just have, you know, for the minutes purpose, there was a report from council and a report from ordinance subcommittee, right, but no details, because that's what we agreed.
Right. Very good. Councilman Kessler.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
All right. So with that edit and Ms. Kleinhans is one, anything else? Is there a motion to adopt those minutes?
So moved.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. McCaffrey and Mr. Higgins. Roll call.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Glazer?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Malay is absent. Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Chairman Samay?
Yes. Good. Now we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 catch-up ones that we, these were from a while ago, so we had help the business manager, administrator, and team got them transcribed. I know I put a couple of little edits in. I saw a couple other ones in there.
What's the asterisk next to the...
Those, I don't know. I think they were the old ones that were carried, but...
Yeah, to differentiate between the old ones and the ones that I've done.
Okay. There was one correction on the June 19 minutes. If you go to the second page, when you talk about Chabad, it says under the bold print, Mr. Malay moved to approve the resolution of approval as corrected, Mr. Glazer second. But in the chart, it has me as seconding.
Okay.
Do you want all comments now, or you want to go through them one at a time? Or?
Which one did you just give? That was June 19th?
June 19th. The chart.
What?
Has me as the second, but in the verbiage above, it says Mr. Glazer.
All right. Can you fix that? And then maybe it's easier just to hit them one by one. So we're kind of, so the first one is the March 6, 2023. Maybe we can look at that one. Is any, I see Taylor has the latest versions on there, March 6, 2023. Any comments on those?
Yeah, I mean, I think we were going to add back in, we were going to take out the details of the reports, but add in which reports were given. I think we consistently just did the report.
I'm where is that?
Leave them out completely.
I'm okay. Let me look where are the reports on that?
They're at the bottom.
There's nothing there. No, we have the old minutes for the transcriber. So we know. I didn't pimp it out. So we can reinstate those pretty easily because we know what the transcriber had. We just said we don't need the detail, which is transcribed. Okay. So sometimes there's one report, sometimes there's three.
So can you do that? If you go back and find the ones that were there, the ones that didn't have anything, don't put in. Just add from the previous version the reports that were there was a report on. Right.
Okay, so I'm going to have to go back and listen to the audio to do that.
No. You can go to the draft you had from the transcriber because she had written down the notes, remember? We had the
and
other
draft. Yeah, but I'm not going to know if they have commentary or not.
She put commentary every time there was a report. So what we said is we just want to take out the commentary, not the fact that there's a report. Go back to the other draft 2 minutes.
I got it.
Yeah, so if you go back to the original version and then just look at the ones where she had something written under, but because that was obviously a report, and then all we're doing is add that like report from council without the stuff under it.
Right, exactly.
And that way we're consistent and we don't have to go back and re-listen, but we can put it in there.
Exactly.
All right, so with that, on that one, that's the only edit we have after these. They've already gone through a cycle with everybody, right? So, yeah. Is there anything else on the minutes of March 6, 2023? All right, how about a motion to approve those based on those eligible to...
I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Mike. I'll second it. Roll call.
Mr. Aversa?
Yes.
Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Glazer?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Chairman Sinai?
Yes. Thank you. So that's to May 1st, 2023.
Just to follow what Mr. Glazer said on the previous minutes, do we want to take the verbiage out under reports?
Yeah, if it's in here, I would just, is it in here?
It's not in here. It's on the online version anymore, but Mike Price has put out from before.
Oh, yeah.
So do we want to keep them here? Or we want to keep, if there's a report given, we'll say a report was given, report from council, but no content. This has content.
Yeah.
So the content's going to go, but the name will come back.
Okay.
So there's two that say none. They
won't be there. That's sort of our new policy on minutes is just to for the minutes, just say the report
was given.
Yeah. And then if there wasn't a report, just don't have it. That by definition means there was no report. And then there's no need to put any... So let's make that same edit or that same recommendation for all of these.
Yeah.
And Taylor can do that. And if you need me to help look at it, I'm glad to, Taylor, as you're looking at them. So with that.
I have one other.
Yep.
On top of page 3, it's the table ordinance consistency review. Under Johnson, alternate 1, there's no X in any column.
Yeah, I don't think she was she there?
And then she should be an absent.
I know, but I'm just looking to be able to fill it in.
Oh, okay.
Unless she voted yes on the meeting minutes, she voted yes. She was there.
Did she attend that meeting via video?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I think we would have said.
This is May.
First, right? I mean, it's up in the earlier table. She approved the minutes.
I mean, it's weird, but it's also weird because both.
I don't have her listed that day. I had a remote John Drill and Tom Barron's.
She's listed as present on the first page.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't type it when I typed it.
And she's listed that she voted yes on the meeting minutes ahead of that one.
Oh, I did have historic, Kate.
Yeah,
I think she was here.
But what's interesting a little bit is, I don't know if they. What's interesting a little bit, I mean, if Sandra wasn't here, you really only had one alternate to vote, right? You shouldn't be voting more than.
That's right. Normally, alternate 1 would count, and then alternate 2.
Right. So I don't know. Maybe there's some. I don't want to get too caught up in it because we want to get these things. Done.
I think we're going to have to go back and re-listen to the audio, or so I have the transcriber.
Well, we're not listening to the audio.
Right. The transcriber, correct me, because it can't be, unless the audio is unclear, then, well, I would know.
It's fine by me. I mean, I don't know what the status of the transcriber.
So we pay the transcriber good money. They can deliver on what were they paid for.
Yeah, I don't want to pay her more, because I don't. I'll be honest, I don't like what we paid. But that's now I'm bringing. I think we overpaid.
I mean, that's water under the bridge. Huh?
Well, that isn't. If I'm going to now, because then I just strike the whole thing out of here. I'm not going to go pay another $500 just to put.
But to your point, Kevin, on the meeting minutes of.
That's what I was looking at, Mike.
But I was not eligible, so she was eligible to vote as an alternate on that.
Right.
And then I voted on the master plan consistency review, and she did not.
Right, and does it say it doesn't say who is eligible on that one?
No.
Yeah, that's fine. Why don't we table those and go back and ask the administrator to go get the transcriber to re-listen to.
If it's wrong,
the transcriber should correct.
That's, that was my point. That's my point. Like, not that I care, but, you know.
I'll talk to Bill about it tomorrow.
Wait, I just want to make sure we're not going to get, my taxpayer isn't going to get paid to get, to fix work that was wrong. I just have a principle, we all do. So we'll table those pending that. May 1st.
That was May 1st.
Oh, that was, yeah, it was May 1st.
That was May 1st.
Yeah, sorry. May 15th.
I have a suggestion on these.
Yeah.
On, starting the bottom of page three, it's, you know, the whole section requests for extension of time. And starting with the paragraph that says Vice Chairman Higgins gave some of his career background. My suggestion is to delete five paragraphs starting with that one. Reason being, these are not necessary. They're not required as per the guidelines of what must be in minutes. They're not necessarily helpful in that they don't really explain why we made any of the decisions that we made. It would be less for someone to read that's coming along trying to understand what happened in this meeting here. And it would be a simple change to make. Highlight five paragraphs, hit delete. You can be done in 1 second. So that's the pitch. Anyone like that idea?
So which paragraphs are you saying delete?
Starting with Vice Chairman Higgins gave some of his career background. Mm-hmm. Then Mrs. Voigt stated thank you. Vice Chairman Higgins stated he would be looking for. The board discussed how they don't necessarily get the same impression. And Rabbi Kornfeld stated the unredacted report will explain this. I'm saying take all of those out.
Okay. But we'll leave Mr. Joe's brain.
That was my fault. Leave that in because it's, for, you know, advice of counsel.
Mm-hmm. And then you have to delete the comment about the subcommittee, if I'm not mistaken.
Actually, I would say Vice Chairman Higgins asked for the board to approve the creation of the subcommittee to find a security expert to advise the board. The board agreed.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my correction there. So that you understand that we got a recommendation to take some action. The other stuff is just mm-hmm. stories.
Yeah. Commentary.
Right.
Commentary. Color.
Yeah, color. Yeah.
Right. And then I have under master plan consistency review at the bottom of the next page, ordinance number, there's a gap there. Shouldn't there be a number before something dash 202? Right?
Yeah.
You see that one, Taylor?
Yep.
And that's all I have on that one.
Agenda.
Hmm? Yeah.
Anything else? I'm abstaining from these two because I wasn't there. So, you guys are good. Motion to approve. Thank you, Mr. McCaffrey.
As amended.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Reversa. Roll call.
Mr. Reversa?
Yes.
Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Glazer?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. June
29th,
2023.
June 19th. I know. I have one comment on these, two comments on these. On page three, under master plan consistency review, ordinance number, there's a blank there. And on further down on that same page, I have the same comment as on the previous minutes, that this time I'm thinking six paragraphs ought to be deleted, starting with the board felt it seemed more consistent with the township's development goals. Mr. Barron stated the board's job is to find if this is inconsistent. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. and delete, "The board discussed how the applicant must conform to the more stringent regulations." My suggestion is take out those six. Again, it's color commentary, more to read, doesn't explain any of the decisions we made. And then pick up again with Mr. Glazer motioned, I guess made a motion.
The one part of where Tom said he felt that the proposed ordinance was consistent with multiple master plan goals, is that a problem?
Which one's the middle of? Mr. Barron stated the board's job is to find. He felt the proposed ordinance was consistent with the multiple master plan goals. Yeah, I agree. That's a.
So a key statement from the planner, right?
Right, that's a statement of substance. Maybe that's the only of those, only sentence of the six paragraphs it stays in.
I would agree.
Which sentence was that, Tom?
Mr. Barron's felt, you have to change it from he to, Mr. Barron's felt the proposed ordinance was consistent with multiple master plan goals. And that would capture absence. Is that right?
Then, the next line, too, his planning opinion was that a minimum is consistent with master plan.
Yeah.
So he's stating his conclusion.
And that, felt this and his opinion's that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then we took his opinion and did something.
Got that, Taylor? Anything else on those?
No.
All right. So is there a motion to approve those June 19th, 2023 minutes with those changes?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Reversa. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Reversa?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Glazer?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
All right. And the last one of the batch. August 7th, 2023, regular meeting.
Worse. True. Very true.
I have two sentences in this one I think ought to come out. On page 3, halfway down, Mrs. Butcher questioned whether there was a reason for the reduction. And Mr. Barron's stated the developer had a few reasons, but believes it is economic climate in need. Is that a developer opinion of substance? I don't think so.
Commentary.
Yeah, guessing.
By the way, the previous ministry ordinance number is up above there, I think. 1189.
I think that other one was stormwater.
It was.
Are we looking to retain commentary or just retain all the actions taken recommendations? It's commentary.
We're trying to get rid of stuff we don't need. That's been the theme. That's not sort of absolutely describing what it was.
Something was said and it moved the board on it, and they did something based on it, it should be in.
If it's just color,
yeah. Thoughts. That's like when the court cases say if the board members have transitory thoughts during their deliberations, the court doesn't review that. It reviews actions, it reviews the board's decisions in the set forth in the resolution. So it's like you said, the minutes are minutes, they're not supposed to be hours. It's not a transcript. She was working off the transcripts.
Right, in her defense, she doesn't know our philosophy either, right. And she wasn't right. There. So,
yes.
And we're kind of evolving a little more to be more concise, and that's why we're okay, so let's make that fix. Is there anything else on those?
And it was just those two lines?
Yes. Probably not.
So in that same one, we got the approval vouchers. I think we can strike the first two paragraphs. Mr. Caffrey questioned why the vouchers were sometimes in the rears. Ms. Lauder stated holding a page to a budget account. Commentary? Or
I don't know. On that one, I'm a little passionate because we bring that up, and that was an issue,
yeah.
You know, and that's a fact. We got into this period because of the budgeting, which I want to address for this year. But I don't want that again. So again, I'm a little, you know, that is our job to make sure that they're getting paid, or if not, to raise the point. I've been asked several times to reach out to applicants, or, you know, reach out to the town to make sure, the CFO, so.
I mean, I'll just tell you, most of the budgets we approve with escrow, which are not budget items, so.
Except if the escrow's not paid.
Right.
Technically, it will become a budget item.
It will become a budget, but that was not the case in this instance. That was not.
You can make that, we can, do you want to have a straw poll? Is it worth it on this one?
I'm fine leaving it, Joe.
I just think.
I just don't think it's actually accurate, because the budget is not what we're generally approving here. Occasionally, there's a voucher that's playing our budget, but more rare than not, most are rating escrow.
But we did have the budget issue last year.
We did.
So, and I think that's a valid point.
We had that issue, but it related to the planning department's account that we're not approving the vouchers for.
Right, just again, let's say, because I had this happen in Raritan Township. Guy stiffs. Township ends up having to pay and sue the guy.
Right.
And it comes out of their budget.
Oh, yeah, of course it does.
Same thing happens, but that's not the case.
But how do we know which one was this one?
We'd have to go back to the vouchers for that day and see. Well, we were catching up on a lot of vouchers.
No, I know, but we don't know for sure whether this was some of the ones that were either because the escrow was being caught up and we were trying to catch it, or it was because we were, I don't know. That's why we're all making suppositions here.
Well, then we could table and go back and look at the vouchers we approved on August 7, 2023 and make a determination.
I would recommend we do it as is. If you want to do that, make the recommendation. I'm trying to clear these things up that were from.
Because they should have approved before we slapped, obviously.
Quick, someone make a motion.
Yeah.
I move that we approve on August 7th regular meeting minutes.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Mr. Aversa?
Yes.
Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Glazer?
Yeah.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Mr. Semay?
Yes. All right, we got through those. We got one we're going to catch up on. We're going to table to go back and fix. So we made some progress. We got the vouchers. Anybody have any questions on the vouchers? There weren't too many.
I have one question. Teen Challenge, was that with the?
That's not us. We're not approving that one.
That's BOA.
Okay. That was the question.
I don't like, I've asked to have them separated.
I'm trying.
For years they were separated. Yeah, she had it on there. It was on there. This was scanned like that.
How much was that for?
Which one?
The Adult and Teen Challenge was $534 out of the.
Did the colors come across when we scanned it?
I saw it.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah, you want to take a look?
There is.
It was pretty clear.
Oh, yes, okay, yep, all right.
I move that we approve vouchers.
Thank you. Second, please.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Mr. Aversa?
Yes.
Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Glazer?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Mr. Semay?
Yes. All right, now we got two resolutions. First up, yeah.
Very patiently out there.
Yeah, this should be pretty straightforward. The first one is resolution 202403.
The first one is definitely straightforward.
Yep. Hannah Memorial Cancer Clinic. We've had a couple of iterations. The last version is out here.
Version 3 dated November 17.
So.
Resolution 2024-03.
Correct.
And people eligible to vote on the resolution are Aversa, Semay, Higgins, Kleinhans, Glazer, and McCaffrey.
I didn't get a chance to look at the most recent, but I had two questions on that. Maybe they've already been corrected.
Okay.
On page 2, item 11.
Yep.
On the fourth line down, it says said, and then there's some kind of block there.
Yep, we got rid of that. We took care of that at Mr. McCaffrey's suggestion.
Okay, and then on page 4, item 2, sixth line.
Same down. Thing. The 217 3-inch caliber trees.
Yep.
Took care of it.
That's, we have nothing else.
Anybody else have anything on those? If not, is there a motion to approve?
I make a motion.
That resolution?
I second it.
Thank you, Mr. Aversa and Ms. Kleinhans. Roll call?
Mr. Aversa?
Yes.
Chairman Tanay?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Glazer?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
All right. That one's all set. Next one is resolution number 2024-04, the Hunterdon County Arboretum.
Yeah, so this one right now is up to draft number 5 dated today, but I just wanted to give the history of these, the last changes that were made today, and then I have two additional changes to make to those changes. So I got an email from county council saying that Frank Bell, who's the county architect, wanted to remove paragraph A2 in its entirety. That was the threshold issue of an application for development is required. And he stated that the board never made that ruling. This was a private thing between me and the county council. And then the county council sent me that email with her then request that I put a separate paragraph in there about the fact that there was a separate capital review of the proposed development. So I emailed back and said, I got no problem adding a separate capital review of the proposed development, but I believe that paragraph 2 should remain. But I haven't heard back from them, but this is what I am now suggesting. Do you guys have this fourth draft dated today in front of you?
Mm-hmm.
Version 4.
Hmm?
Version 4.
Version 4.
It's online now.
Which is now going to become version 5 with these two additions. So my suggestion is, go to page 3, paragraph 2. The very last sentence of paragraph 2 now reads, the board's attorney disagreed with that position, that refers to the county council's position, and rendered the following opinion, which the board now adopts as its ruling on this issue. That's incorrect. It should say, this is the change I want to make tonight, the board's attorney disagreed with that position and rendered the following opinion, which the board adopted as its ruling, because I gave you this opinion on August 19th.
Mm-hmm.
And then to key in with that, now go to page 5, my new paragraph 3 is the whole description of the separate capital review.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So the last sentence of that now, I want to add an additional sentence. So the last sentence on new paragraph 3 now states, as further stated in the letter, this is the August 20th letter that the board secretary wrote to everyone in the county, said that the board did the capital review and voted that the capital improvement project was not inconsistent with the township master plan. The last sentence now says, as further stated in the letter, quote, the proposed development still requires preliminary and final site plan approval, review and approval prior to the issuance of zoning and construction permits, period, end quote. Now I want to add C, comma, paragraph 2 above for the board's reasoning in this regard.
Yeah, so that's sort of a jurisdictional thing, right?
That way, it's clear that the reasoning is not brand new in this resolution tonight. This was the reasoning that I gave the board on
the capital review day,
August 19th.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The county was told of this conclusion on August 20th. They have a 45-day appeal period. No appeal over that decision was made.
Right.
And that this is not a new ruling. The board's not tonight adopting this as its ruling. The board actually adopted this reasoning as its ruling on August 19th.
Oh, I see.
Those are the only two additional changes that I think should be made.
So can we go back to the first change, John, just to... So it's the end of page 3.
Yep.
So the version I have is version 4. Says the board attorney opined to that, so you want to change that?
No.
Oh.
I did opine that.
You did opine that, okay.
Yep. Everything below, the board's attorney disagreed with that position and rendered the following opinion, which the board adopted as its ruling.
Oh,
all the following paragraphs are my opinion that I gave you guys on August 19th, which you adopted on August 19th, but we never spelled it out in the letter of August 20th. We just had that one sentence.
It said it was required, and here's why it was required.
Right, and now we're explaining the basis for that, just in case they have any questions about it.
Right. That is for the permit record.
Yes.
Please, otherwise.
is this really 0.63 acres, this property?
No, it's not. That's why I want to ask John about it, too.
Where would, no, that's not.
So what's the correct acreage? We still got a couple of questions.
Yeah, that was the one. Let me just go back to my email on it.
Because we make reference to 0.63 acres on page one and page three.
Yeah. It's actually, according to the tax record, 63.34 acres.
That makes more sense.
63.63.
34. 63.34.
So that's just a typo.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, good catch.
Yeah. And that is, that's correct on page one and correct on page three.
Yes.
So you're going to wait on all these resolutions, I'm going to. Like it won't happen, but it's all finally signed tomorrow. Bill, did you have anything else?
No, I think you answered right on top of this.
Okay.
So most of this comes as comments by the good Mr. Bell. Never mind.
Through Katrina Campbell.
Yeah.
Gave the comments to her.
I'm a lawyer besides an architect, I guess.
Doesn't matter who's giving the comments, that's what I say.
There you go.
All right. Anything else on those, on that resolution?
So the people eligible are Verso, Butcher, Glazer, Higgins, Kleinhans, and Semay.
I move that we approve it with all those additions made tonight.
And I'll second it.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Verso?
Yes.
Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Glazer?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Chairman Semay?
Yes.
Why was I not eligible for this one? I listened to the audio.
Yeah, you did. I remember you did.
I signed the.
Oh, then you're. Then let's add you and let's have your vote.
Yes.
Okay. Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Yeah, so make sure you add him. I remember you coming in and saying you listened.
I listened to the audio and I gave you the certificate.
Yep.
I got it.
Yeah, add him at the back of the bat. Yeah.
I think he's the first time you've done that for John or something.
Yeah.
One of the rare times it happens, right?
That doesn't happen. It's rare. We
do
those.
Yeah, someone listens to sign the affidavit, right?
Yep. Okay.
All right. So, Taylor, I'm assuming we just have these, you just have these agenda items as just.
Correct.
There's nothing there. Right. Yeah. So we don't have to, there's nothing there.
There's nothing listed.
Yep. So we're really, anyone, some reports, this council, anything to report?
No, I didn't know Brian was going to be here tonight, so I didn't. I'm trying to think what we did the last meeting. We introduced the Highlands Ordinance, which will be coming back to this body, I think, this review on.
Yeah, did we do
the 2nd of December? So we actually just, the final copy we brought the county and everyone today. So I think they'll be given to Taylor. We'll ask leadership to distribute that to everyone early.
Do as soon as you get it.
Yeah,
but then,
I got to ask Tom for the consistency memo to go with it.
Yeah, can we get, right.
Because so I'll give a little background while we're reporting. The old Highlands Ordinance was 112 pages long. Since then, the Highlands has adopted a new model ordinance, and the township has to adopt that as a requirement of the affordable housing amendments to the regional master plan. The model is shorter. It's 50 pages. Their model was 30, but excluded stuff, so we put some stuff back in.
It was shorter. It's down more than half.
We cut it down in half, so it's a little clearer, a little easier to use. There are a few places you have to go to read the master plan, but that was sort of fine. But the main thing it did, it incorporates the affordable housing amendments, which we wanted. It will now incorporate the warehousing amendments, which we wanted, which doesn't really change much for us because warehousing is prohibited. It incorporates the new maps, which is very important for affordable housing. And it sort of has an evergreen sort of, they make changes in the future, we make changes in the future. We for part of our conformance, we have to anyways, so we're just doing that. And we've moved some of our maps to reference the interactive maps online because it became impossible to keep our maps updated as part of that. So we'll keep the zoning map updated, of course. It's the other maps with the land use categories and all of that. So it's important and it's dense and hard to read, but it's our overlay of all things Highlands. Yeah, and there's an overlay and overlay now because Highland Center is an overlay on the Highlands overlay.
Oh my gosh!
It's not for the faint of heart, believe me.
Yeah, thank you for your work on that.
We've spent a lot of time. Well, actually, John and Tom and I will talk about it again before we.
Yeah, that's fine. But let's. So we're going to keep now. I'm sort of jumping to that. If we give up a date, we'll have to give the second one in December.
Right, yeah, we need that, we need that on the second, because the hearing is on the 11th.
But again, if this is the only thing on the agenda, you can do what the Board of Adjustment did tonight. The Board of Adjustment just had to adopt two resolutions. They called a special meeting for 6 o'clock, and you guys have your regular meeting at 7. So if the board needed that date, let them have 7, call a special meeting.
And we do ours at 6.
For 6:30.
Let some of us have a discussion with Exxon on that date.
Yeah.
Okay, so Exxon, the meeting's at 6, so again, listen, you can start your meeting at 7, the Board of Adjustment had a special meeting at 7:30.
That's what I was going to say, let them have 7:30. We've got it noticed, and then we...
Okay, that's fine.
But that date we have to watch out for, that's the key. The second date now, what would that be, the 16th or whatever? We don't really have one, right. But we don't see any that would be ready.
Okay.
Good. All right, thank you. How about the ordinance subcommittee?
Oh, it's same conversation.
Same thing, it's just...
We've been doing a lot about this. We have a long list we'd like to get to, but things are pushing it out of, take the air out of the room.
Good. Environmental?
Yeah, so the October meeting was canceled. There was a meeting last week, which I was not able to attend. But in terms of, I think, key things to mention, it was a train station cleanup in Annandale.
I saw some of the pictures.
They've also done a water sample of the tributary in South Branch, Rockaway Creek behind Fountain Motel. That's pretty much it.
They're waiting for more rain to do those samples, I guess.
Yeah.
They reported last week, they need rain for the samples to be found or something.
Well, if the water levels are anything...
Yeah, there's an E. coli problem.
And there is a small residual amount that is left over from the grant for Windy Acres, very small amount that was under discussion for spending, and that's pretty much it.
Good. Thank you. Historic, I don't think we have. Right now, that was Kate.
Who does historic?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, and we said, there's still an open spot, we mentioned that. So if anybody has ideas, the mayor will, I'm sure, appreciate it.
Who else was on the historic preservation?
I don't know. They're not on this...
No, I understand, but maybe that's a way of finding a new planning board member. Find out who's on the historic preservation commission and see if someone'd be interested.
Right, and that class two or class three or whatever that was.
Class two.
All right, open space?
Deer program is poor. Yeah, we've only gotten 14 deer today. And we think it's a combination of things. We think this no rain has had a major impact on the deer. They're staying wherever there's water. And the acorn crop was off the charts this year.
I gave you my theory on that.
What's that?
Up in Essex County. In Essex County, deer are still all over the place because in Essex County, it's like, oh, I need a deer. Yeah. You drive around here, the deer are like, I thought you had a gun. And they run.
I still see a lot out there, though. There's a lot.
There's actually a graduate student from the University of Miami. She's from New Jersey, but she's getting her master's in biology, and she wanted to do something on Clinton Township deer program. So we had a long conversation about, you know, what the problem is with deer harvest, and I said, it's no longer rural, it's suburbia, and deer have learned to live in the developments. And
right.
Until the developments say, okay, we can harvest deer in our development.
That's right.
It's not going to happen.
Right.
So deer, they're dumb on the one hand, but they have figured some things out.
They have figured
out. Darwinian.
They're all over the country club.
They're all over the neighborhoods. I mean, it's crazy.
It's safe.
That's right. They know where they're not.
You can't get shot.
Hurt.
And then there were two properties we were looking at. I think the one is dead. Mr. Glazer and I had a conversation. The realtor has not responded to requests on whether the offer was acceptable or not. And then the second piece of property, I actually ran into somebody today in ShopRite, and they were wondering when we were going to move on it. And we said, we're not going to move at all. You're the one that's going to develop the property, so you develop it, and then we'll see what's left. So, but we'll go from there. But there's no reason to move on that one. Other than that, and then my right-hand person for the deer program is leaving the township.
Yes? Oh, DeRosa, yeah.
Not for the deer, yeah, Tom, Sylvia.
Oh, really?
He did. Yeah, I'll be running the deer program by myself. Yes, until we have a new, until you appoint some, at this point, it doesn't make sense to appoint anybody else to put me in the street.
I guess you're right.
I just need somebody to receive all phone calls from the hunters.
Let's talk to Bill, that we can.
Yeah, I'll deliver it somewhere.
You've been on the down and out here somewhere.
Yeah, I can tally the harvest, I can do all that stuff, so they'll just call me with that information.
Okay.
Okay, that's it for this open space.
Good. All right, anything else?
By the way, if you wanted to know who else was on historic.
Yeah.
It's.
Neil Simonelli, Vanessa Preston, Kate Johnson, Mark Lucardi, Bill Honoszewski, Mark Strat, Mark Strauss is his counsel, and Jason Strauss is alternate one. I don't know.
That's, as John knows, an AR appointment, so we could make the suggestion of Brian.
Good. All right.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
Is there a second?
Wondering when and who.
I'll second.
Thank you.
Will I get the look?
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thanks, everybody.